good evening. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. Truth seeker of the far north. Man, is it cold up here today. 10 below and, oh my goodness. I like Alaska. And that's not really, we get 70 below in some areas occasionally, but 10 below is just, I don't know, my body's not built for this anymore. But I go south, and then I get in the heat, and I say I grew up in southeast Kansas, and where we have 100% temperature and about 110% humidity, and I say, well, my body's not built for that either, so I don't know. I guess the grass is always greener depending on where you live in the world. There's always something wrong with the world where you live. Anyway, Greg Pound, I think, is going to call in here for a little bit and talk, and then we're going to talk about the Social Security Act a little bit with the Real ID. And we're also going to talk today about issues of what's going on in Wesley Snipes' case, which is, I guess, I think is coming up to trial. That's going to be up starting, I think, Monday or Tuesday of this week. And there are some major issues. I'd like to see him and Khan and his Rosalie or whatever his name is, the accountant, win that one because that's a big case. But there's some issues. And when I read the trial brief, I just looked at the trial brief that they used, the IRS used, or actually the USA, the fiction, puts in. There were a couple things I immediately wanted to see were there, and sure enough, they were there. The old hearsay rule. And this is the way we take a flat-out lie and transpose it into something that ends up in the courts. They do this with the forfeiture proceedings. They do it with the notices of federal tax lien, and they do it in these criminal proceedings. And just what is so amazing is I don't understand. I don't know. When you can see all this stuff and you put this information out, nobody rebuts it. So I get some people that, I don't know what you want to call them on some of the lists, and I'd like a good active discussion of the issues. Of course, we always got a few on any list, like anything that was someone to stir the pot and try to waste our time. But anyway, and we have, do we have somebody, I think, or I think we have somebody, I think Greg is on hold right now. Are you there, Greg? Jack Jagger, he's on hold, is he? If we got somebody on the phone here, let's go ahead and put him on. Zach, are you there, Zach?
Yes, I am.
Okay, why don't you tell, you're Zach Jagger, is that your name?
That's my name.
And why don't you tell me what your relationship is with Greg Pound?
Greg and I are just friends. I've only met Greg one time when I flew into Tampa Airport in June of 2006, but I met Greg through an institution called IBLP, the Institute in Basic Life Principles. And they're a Christian ministry organization, and they had told me a little bit about what happened to Greg and his children. And then I started doing some information and digging on some information and doing some investigating into some of these other allegations of these families having their children removed. And I started just getting shocked at how actually some of these children could be removed from these homes where they weren't being abused, they aren't being neglected. And a lot of these cases are just simply accidents that occur in the families, and the children are being removed. And then what's happening is these people that are doing this, the DCF and the people that are working for the DCF, are making it look like these parents are negligent and basically making these parents look like they're not able to take care of their children.
Hold on just a minute. Zach, I hear the music, and we'll be back in a minute. Maybe Greg will call in, too, if he's listening. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to break. Thanks. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Well, this is Ralph Kerman Winterroad back with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, and we have Zach Jiger on, and I think Greg Pound just joined us. And just to give you an overview, we're going to talk about some child custody issues. I was on a Clear Channel AM station in North Carolina, and seems as though I have rocked the boat back there, and I'm going to do a brief summary of this Social Security and driver's license issue and how we can actually start getting some information to bust this Real ID Act open. And then if we have time, I am going to go in some of the issues of this high-profile trial that's starting in Florida with Wesley Snipes and Khan, and I think his name is Rosalie. I'm sure pronouncing it right, but he's the accountant in that. Anyway, Greg, are you there? Hello? Greg, are you there? Zach, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Yeah, okay. Greg, you're there?
I'm here.
Okay. Zach is going to tell us something here. Can you give us just about a real short thumbnail for the people that don't know what's going on with your child custody, and just to let people know that this is serious stuff. They're kidnapping children. They're holding them for ransom, and they're selling them off into slavery for money. We've got a high-profile case going on right now in Alaska where the foster care parents beat a child to death in the front of two other children, and they're 17 and 18, and they're suing them. And, of course, the great state of Alaska comes out and said, well, hey, not my problem. We had all these not-for-profits and all this other, and we were relying on all this stuff. We just kidnapped them. And, well, you can't sue us. They only killed somebody's child. Anyway, go ahead, Greg. Why don't you give us a brief thumbnail so we the people know what we're talking about, and then I'd like to have Zach come in and follow up with his experience due to your particular situation.
Well, Ralph, I want to thank you for having me on the program, and Republic for also allowing us to air this kind of stuff that's going on. And I just, I have the website freeourkids.com. Now, Zach Jagger was one that was helping me deal with at the place when I was having a hard time dealing with what I, and I still am. But he was making phone calls to Tallahassee, the Sheriff's Department, all these other agencies that I was having to deal with to find out why you have our kids. So what happened was Zach Jagger's family vacations down here in Florida. Once a year, they come to Sarasota, Florida, which is just on the other side south of Tampa.
Wait a minute. Why don't you tell for the people that don't know what they've done personally to you about your children? Give us about a quick a minute thumbnail of that so we people know what we're talking about here.
Well, what it is my daughter was accidentally bit by someone else's dog. We have five kids. At that present time, we had four children, and one of my children got bit. Department of Children and Family came out, took all our kids. The Megan Gallagher, who was this Department of Children and Family caseworker, who works under Jim Coates, the sheriff in Pinellas County, falsified 26 cases along with our case in order to steal people's kids. So what happens is our case has been built on fraud. We went to court trying to get our kids back. Now, for the past 3 years, they've taken all our money, terminated our rights to our kids. Now neither me or my wife can see our kids. My wife's been hiding with our newborn baby, Moses, who's 2 years old now, for the past 2 years. And what happened is they're trying to get our baby, and my wife's been in hiding. And so what happened was so where we're at presently is that this gentleman, Zach Jagger, was helping me deal with this. I've never met him before, but he's through a ministry called the ATI Basic Institute. It's a Bill Gothard's ministry dealing with families. It's a building strong families in America. It's a ministry that just shows biblically how to build a strong family. So what happened? Zach Jagger once a year visits with his family in Sarasota, Florida, which is south of Tampa. So you have to fly into the Tampa airport to get there. And so what happens is that when Zach came in, I was supposed to meet him at the airport.
Why don't we hear from Zach? Zach, when you flew into the airport, what actually happened?
What actually happened was a homicide detective or a guy that normally looks for missing people came on the plane along with two police agents. They kept coming down the plane. No one was allowed to get off the plane. They escorted me off the plane to the police station at the airport, and I was interrogated for 45 minutes to an hour on the whereabouts of Greg's wife, Melissa, and they did not believe me that I was down in Florida for a vacation with my family. They actually said that I had some plan to get Greg's wife, Melissa, out of the state of Florida, when in reality, I don't have any idea where Greg's wife actually is. And they just kept pressing the issue like I was some sort of criminal trying to hide some, you know, evidence or something.
Zach, tell them about how they knew your family in Arizona, your two brothers. They called them. They had everybody in his family's phone calls. They had their cell phone number. Called them while they were in flight coming into Tampa, Florida. And, I mean, I think it's amazing that they have gone to this extreme to steal another one of our children, when we have nothing, when we've done nothing, but the technology they have today, the technology in order to get information was that, the only way they ever got a hold of Zach was through our phone conversation. So they had his cell phone number, everyone in his family's cell phone number, and they go ahead and explain that, Zach, how that works.
Well, basically, through the technology, they were able to get my brother's cell phone number along with my father's, and they had made phone calls, you know, basically wondering where I was at, and they were, you know, they had even, when they were interrogating me, they had actually said, where are your mother and your father staying? And of course, I didn't give them that information, but they kept on trying to pry that information out of me. These guys are just downright, when it comes to it, they're just downright evil, and they're trying to, you know, succeed at what they're doing, and we need national media attention as well as radio to get people to realize that these cases are very real, and they're not just isolated cases. Like you brought up the case here a little bit ago. You were talking about, I believe it was North Carolina or wherever it was you were talking. These cases are happening all over the place, and they're not just individual cases. There's more than one of these cases that are happening every day, and until people stand up to this stuff and talk about this stuff and get it over the airways and over the national airway or the TV, nothing's going to stop. I mean, these people are going to keep doing what they're doing. They're going to keep getting away with what they're doing until somebody steps in and does something.
Well, that's what we're working to do. This is amazing, the lengths that they will go to when there's no crime.
Absolutely.
There's no crime been committed. Nobody's been charged with a crime here, and I'm going to, since we get through with this, I'm going to give a brief overview, thumbnail sketch of what's really going on based on the cooperative agreements, the private law contracts out of Florida, the YMCA, an independent contractor, the sheriff, which is a armed mercenary by contract, is called in the contract a independent contractor. He is there getting paid with company with the public's money in the public's car, carrying the public's armed weapon, and he is misrepresenting himself. He's an armed mercenary, no different than these people that go into these countries and they're out there to work with the military. That's what they're doing. It's so unbelievable. It just shocks the conscience. And we got real criminals out there, real crime going on, people that need to be in jail, and they're out pursuing spending all the resources on this type of issue. Unbelievable. So after the 45 minutes, what did they do then? Did they turn you loose at the airport or what did they do?
Yes, sir. They basically turned me loose after about the 45 minutes, an hour. They let me go, but they told me to have no contact with Greg at all, period, when I was down there, and that they would be, you know, basically watching me and keeping an eye out on me and, you know, tracing any type of phone calls. I didn't call Greg when I was down there just because of fear of, you know, what they may try and do to my family. They basically put me in a fear factor, basically want me to fear them because they you know, they could threaten to, you know, do whatever they wanted to do to me. They never harmed me as far as physical harm, but, you know, if I had called Greg, it's hard telling what they may have tried to do because these guys, like I say, they put fear in me to make me be afraid of them, and I'm not afraid of them. I literally want justice. I want these evil bastards serve time for what they're doing and for the harm that they're causing many of these families and the damage that they're doing these families.
Can I give you a suggestion how to deal with these people when they pick you up?
Yes.
There are two ways to deal with them. One is there wasn't anything called the Miranda rights read to you, right?
No, there was not.
Okay, here's the truth, and then I'm going to go into the illusion of the Miranda. The truth is, anytime one of these guys walks up to you, like I say, never walk forward to them. When they walk toward you, they are called the first aggressor. Okay? Now, I picked that up out of a court case out here in Palmer. So when the police or these guys walking towards you, they are the first aggressor, and they start asking you, who are you, or whatever. You say, am I under arrest? And they'll say no. And you stay on that until they don't, and then you just say, well, then I'm not under arrest. So then the next question is, am I free to go? And then they will answer that with a no, because you're not under arrest. So the next thing that happens is you say, I am now, I'm telling you, I'm invoking my constitutional right to have assistance to counsel. I'm invoking my constitutional right to remain silent and not give evidence against myself. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what just happened? We're going to hear the music. Stay tuned, and I will tell you what's really going on, what we just did. And then I'll tell you, we'll disclose what Miranda's all about. Stay tuned, and we'll be back. Thank you.
you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterode back with the Ralph Winterode Show out of Alaska, and we got Zach Jagger on, and we also got Greg Pound and out of Florida concerning child custody issue and how he was taken off of an airplane. They're looking for Greg Pound's wife and his son, which is, well, I guess, about 2 years old now. Moses is his name, right, Greg?
That's right.
Yeah, and how to deal with and what's really going on when they do this sort of situation, when they come and they say, take you off the airplane, and I was just going through what's really going on and how to deal with these people. What I was just outlining is when they walk up to you, they're the first aggressor, and because it is aggression, and how you can prove that in any of your police departments or your sheriffs is you go get their policies and procedures manual. I have on my homepage, Just Belly, J-U-S, B as in Bell, B-E-L-L-I.com, Just Belly, J-U-S, B-E-L-L-I.com. You can go look at the Alaska State Troopers. I finally got their policies and procedures. I got Wasilla's, and the one in Anchorage, of course, it's a secret, and not even the defense attorneys can see theirs. Now, what's really going on, these people are paramilitary. They hold no civil office, none. They're paramilitary, which means they're a police. They're not a police. They are a military force outside the lawful constitutional government of any country you enter into. And you can ask them, and most of them will tell you, yeah, I'm a member of a paramilitary organization. How'd you find that out? Now, what's really going on in the situations when they take you off of the plane, people are somehow, they're taught Miranda is a good thing. And what I wanted to go over is the fact of when they are come up to you and the first question out of your, they want to start doing these things, you don't have to talk to these people. Why would I want to talk to this guy? I don't know who he is. He has shown me no evidence that he's a public officer, that he has any police power of any of the several states. Why would I want to talk to this guy? I have a right to refuse to talk to whoever I want. Somebody walks up to me and starts ordering me around, and the first question that got out of my mouth is, am I under arrest? And if they won't answer, they say, well, let the record show that the man is volunteer by his silence. When there's a duty to answer, I'm not under arrest. So the next question is, am I free to go? And, of course, they're going to answer no if they'll answer. If you don't, we'll say, let the record show that I guess I'm not free or I am free, whichever way you want to look at it. But they should come back and they'll say no. This is called a warrantless arrest. It's what we're doing. And this is where you'll find it in your statutory law in your any of these corporate states we have. And as soon as you establish that you're not under arrest, as soon as you establish you're not free to go, what has happened is called a constitutional seizure. And that's when a reasonable man or woman would determine that if I attempted to leave, I would be placed under arrest or they would use force up to and include killing me. That's in, like the Alaska State Troopers, their definition of force is to whatever level of force it's required to get you to submit up to and including killing you. That's right out of their manual. I didn't make it up. So then as soon as you establish that you can't leave and you're not under arrest, you invoke your constitutionally secured right for the assistance of counsel, not an attorney, assistance of counsel, the right to shut the heck up and the right to not give evidence against yourself. And at that point, sir, what information, sir, I'm waiting on assistance of counsel. Next question. There's no Fifth Amendment. There's no anything. You do not have to give evidence against yourself or participate in any investigation. Now, what people mistakenly understand is, well, they didn't read me my Miranda rights. Okay, let's put this into real perspective. Miranda rights are not law. Supreme Court has said so. It's not law. The illusion is, for the people that don't know how to invoke a constitutional seizure, is the police are interrogating you. They are military. They are getting information, and they are not attorneys. They cannot act as your attorneys. They will at some point say, well, let's see here, Zach, I think we got enough information here. I'm going to advise you of what's called your Miranda rights, because we have to have the illusion that you have constitutionally secured rights, and you have the right to not to give us anything else, and you have a right to an attorney, and oh, by the way, you're under arrest. Because you just confessed.
Unbelievable.
Is this unbelievable? This is what's really going on, and the people are not told this. And it took me a long time and a lot of study and reading a lot of court cases and reading their documents. See, I am really a sucker. When I go read the Alaska State Trooper's manual, I believe every word of it's true. It's the gospel according to St. Trooper. It's right up there with the gospel according to St. John. I mean, it's got to be true. They wouldn't have written it. I just learned how to read it. And if they say that's what they do, I believe them. That's what they do. I happen to know because I listened to a trooper under oath explain this in the court quite a few years ago, and I like to fell off the bench. I couldn't believe it. Now, another thing that you should state, I am in fear of my life. Well, why should you be in fear of your life? Well, sir, I understand you have the use of force continuum, which we're going to go over as soon as I get back from break, which is coming up here, and I understand that your level of force to get to me to submit includes up to and killing me. Now, that ought to scare somebody, hadn't it? Stay tuned. We'll be back here with some more real truths of what's really going on that you're not going to hear anywhere else except on Republic Broadcasting and in the Ralph Winter Road Show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Well, this is Ralph from Winterroad, the second, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, and we got Zach here, Jagger, that was taken off of an airplane, and they're looking for Greg Pound's wife and 2-year-old son Moses, and he was threatened, and then they ordered you not to even contact Greg while you were down there.
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay, so the next question is, dealing with these situation with these people when they're doing these types of things, well, you're under arrest. Well, first of all, anytime you're around these guys, stay back away from them. Do not get close to them. And if they do, then if they walk up and they want to get up in your face, you say, look, I'm in fear of my life. Why are you in fear of my life? Because I understand that you use the use of force continuum to get me to submit and up to including killing me, and I don't want any mistakes. Now, I am unarmed, not going to make any movements. I just want you away from me. Please step back a couple of steps. Boy, as I tell you, it's amazing what some of these things do to some of these people, the reactions you get from some of these cops or these detectives or these people that are out there playing like they have police power. Another one of the things to do is if, like this guy, this detective that ordered you, say, sir, by what power are you authorized and empowered over my life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? You see, anybody, if we're the sovereign, there must be a written delegation of what's called an office created with the powers and duties. It's like if you build a house, you got to have an office for the plumber, what the plumber does. You got to have one for what the electrician does. The office is the powers and duties that can only be created by the legislature or by the Constitution. And then they have to have an oath of office to enter the office that have the powers. So the question is, sir, by what power do you have, where's your power authorized over my life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, you can order me around? Because, you see, he's military. He's giving you a military order. And how the use of force continuum works, and like I say, you can get this on most of these people. Not always. They'll fight you for it, but most of the sheriffs and the police departments all have their own, and the first level is called officer present uniform, in a uniform. Next level is an order, and it's a military command. This is where, get against the car, move over here. And then they will threaten you with resisting or obstruction of justice. You don't do this, I'm going to place you under arrest for obstruction of justice, for resisting. Resisting what? Third level is soft hand techniques, where they'll push you. The next is next with hard hand, where they have moves and stuff, and that includes pepper spray. And then it'll vary. It's either batons or tasers and batons, and then they get to the good old Glock. And they will justify it by the fact that they were in fear of their life, or you, there, something, or you made a move, and I was in fear of the people around me's life. That's the way they walk away. And they cannot pull that gun. That Glock, the Alaska State Troopers has a form they have to fill out. By what authority did you pull that armed and loaded weapon? People do not know these things. Read the manuals. Now, if they arrested you, you demand to be taken before a magistrate immediately. And you want the probable cause. Now, what they've done is in the venue has been moved off of the law of the land, and it's been moved into the rules of court. Actually, I had a judge clue me in on this quite a few years ago. And it's in Rule 5 and 5.1, your preliminary examination, where somebody under oath has to have probable cause, and you want that detective or cop. Okay, great, you're going to place me under arrest. Let's just head on down to the magistrate here, and I want you under oath to see what the probable cause is. It's amazing how many times these guys will back down when you have knowledge. Anyway, that's kind of a brief thumbnail of that particular situation. It's just unbelievable what they're doing, because the people go into the courtroom and they call the guy a judge. He is not a judge. It's an illusion. He is bound by a cooperative agreement, a contract. For money, it says so, right in it. And if he doesn't perform, the court system loses money. He's not a judge. He is another independent contractor. You will have, like in Florida, the Safe Child Coalition, which is a program of the YMCA, an illusion, nice name. They're in there. What standing do they have? None. It's a private court. The sheriff, if they're there, this child custody, independent contractors. It's all private, and it says so in the contracts. It's about the purpose of the contract is maximum amount of money. Now, the person that's there that's going to, what they do is, like in Greg's case, they brought him in, disallowed any evidence. He had an attorney at that time, disallowed any evidence. They immediately move into the case plan, and the person that administers the case plan is an independent contractor called the YMCA under the guise of Safe Child Coalition. And they have quotas for the case plan. They have quotas. They have a $125 million contract, 10% penalty costs. They got to have 272 children adopted out. They got to have 1,343 maximum for 12 months. They got 12 months to get this thing dealt with. And when every child that's picked up is $8,500 to spend, $500 for the cops, $4,000 for the foster care people, and $4,000 for these other yahoos. It's a credit card. And then if we can adopt them out, the 272, the mandatory, has nothing to do whether they're whatever. If it's a Florida employee, they get $5,000 or $10,000 ahead. They're selling them off. What a deal. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Scary.
Well, Ralph, I'm just wondering. I mean, this has gone on for 3 years. Now they fixed it so I can't even talk to my kids. And my wife hasn't seen her kids now for 2 years, and this is just, this is insane. I mean, this is criminal what you're doing.
Well, it's beyond criminal, it's treason, because I tell you what, I have lost a woman that I loved dearly. She was the woman, Cheryl. And I can tell you what death does to somebody that you truly, dearly, when you find that person. This is beyond that, because not only are they alive, they're being mistreated, and you can't see them.
Exactly.
It's beyond death. If you think death is bad, imagine having somebody that you love and care for taken out of your family for money to be mistreated, sexually abused. You have no idea what goes on out there, or maybe killed. And being sold off, auctioned off. That's what they're doing. Oh, yeah, $5,000-$10,000 a head, depending on what kind of child you got. And you can't do anything about it. And the churches, oh, they still go to church every day. It's no big deal, every Sunday. People are just watching these children vanish. Well, they come next door and got some. It isn't my child. They can get them at the schools, or they get them at the hospitals, and they can get them for any reason, any bruise. Every child that goes to the hospital is mandated to have a form filled out by the hospital. But if a caretaker, quote, one of the foster home people, brings in a child, they are prohibited, the hospital, because then the state has plausible deniability. Well, I didn't know that was going on. You mean to tell me that poor child was sexually abused? Well, y'all wrote the rules so that the hospital doesn't report it. God, that's unbelievable. We're going to owe Babylon and Sodom and Gomorrah a great apology.
That's right.
And the reason why this goes on, because a couple of reasons, because we sold our birthright and people don't know it. But when good men do nothing, this is what we get.
Right.
That's exactly right, Ralph. That's why the church, that's why I'm appalled specifically at, and Ralph, I can't speak for all the churches, but I will speak for the ones that refuse to acknowledge that there is a battle today, because many of them go and they bring their music and they make people feel good, but they don't paint the pictures of reality that we're losing the rights that this country was founded upon by our founding fathers, because the churches are in a deep sleep, and they don't even realize what's going on because they refuse to acknowledge that there's a battle going on today, and they refuse to stand on the front lines because it may mean it may cost them something.
Do you know what these churches are? Most of them, there are a few of them that aren't 501c3. They're Babylonian. They're Lucifer's church. They've signed up. I mean, they say, we want to be a Lucifer church or a Babylonian church, whatever word you want to put to it. We're signing up. And when you enter our church, we want them good citizens of the United States, them ones that have, after the Civil War, specifically for the Negroes, they never feed the Negroes then. Now we've got everybody into this little fictional world. We want to have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. I didn't write it. Check it out on the Internet. And they take in this fictitious money, put it into the thing for a donation, then walk out and write it off. Now, do we not call that money changing? I kind of remember somebody back in the temple, the Bible, threw the money changers out of the temple. Here's the church actively participating in money changing. You don't give anything. You walk in $100 and write it off. You didn't give a thing. I don't know. It's just unbelievable. We have Amanda here out of Alaska. Go ahead, Amanda.
Hello?
Hello, Amanda.
Hi. You guys are doing a show about foster kids, right?
Well, that's what we're talking about right now. Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm really sorry if I'm a little, you know, slow, but there's a serious problem in the foster care system. They've been drugging these kids. They've been taking them out of the home for no reason, practically. I mean, I've looked at all the, pretty much all over the country, there are serious problems going on. But the problem that I had to deal with was they're taking kids and they're prescribing them psychotropic medication used to treat schizophrenia, bipolar, manic depression disorder in adults. These drugs are meant for adults. Okay, even the FDA says that these drugs are dangerous for children.
Have you had your children taken?
I think so. I don't know. I just know that there's a serious problem and something needs to be done, and nobody's doing anything. There's reports.
Now, let me ask you that question again. I mean, I don't think you heard me. Have you had any children of yours taken?
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
Go ahead. How old are you?
21.
Okay, go ahead.
But these drugs, they cause things like kidney damage, liver damage, heart failure, death, and they're taking three-year-olds. Three-year-olds, and they're drugging these children for no reason. There's reports all over the news.
That's right.
They've got these, I have this report from the Texas State Treasurer about it. It's called the Forgotten Children, and it talks all about it. And that's just a report from Texas. Now, the scariest thing that I found out was that there's a portion of the No Child Left Behind Act called the New Freedom Initiative, which federally mandates the forced psychological evaluations and pretty much testing these drugs on every child in the U.S.
My take on No Child Left Behind and Head Start. I'm not sure whether we're going to give them a Head Start or No Child Left Behind. We can't figure that one out.
Well,
these programs are a bunch of nonsense to enslave, to feed the sexual abuse, perverted foster care, and government people.
I
worked with a lady up here, Alice Brown, and we went clear to the Supreme Court, hadn't figured this totally out. She had a one-year-old baby girl, sexually abused. Who abuses a one-year-old little baby girl?
Now, this was done under the care of the state, you need to say, Ralph.
Oh, yeah, I need to say that. This was done under the care of the state and the foster home, and, you know, they didn't do anything about it. It's no big deal. Now, they took the child because, yeah, she weighed about 300 pounds. That's the reason why they took the child. But now we get it and put it in a foster care home, and we can sexually abuse the child, and nothing happens. Now, tell me what's going on here, folks, because I'm a little slow.
Well, just like this young lady's saying, Ralph, the thing is the drug companies are making money off putting these kids on drugs. They're making money by drugging up the children and guinea pigging them. And I'm just saying, if the men in America don't wake up and start standing up, the Lord God says he's going to hold the men responsible for what's happening to these children. And he says it in the very last verse of the book of Malachi. He said he'll put a curse upon the men. He'll curse them. They'll put a curse on the men if they don't defend the children. And they're not. And this thing of money, calling money God, is totally insane.
Well, see, once they put these children on Ritalin and all these other drugs, there are jobs that you can't even, once you've grown up, if you've been on these drugs, they won't even hire you. For what they're doing, they are destroying the families. They're bringing our constitutional republic down. They're bringing down the Christians. They're destroying our country from within. And we're sitting around doing nothing. Now, I'm an old guy. I'm 65. When I grew up, there's two things you did not do. You didn't mess with children, and you didn't mess with women. You mess with men. If you want to fight, if you want to do something, go talk to a man. Have your issues. Get it worked out. But you don't mess with children, number one, and number two, you don't mess with a woman. And we got to get the men in this country to get some backbone, to get off their butts, and get out there and get the knowledge, and then have some wisdom, and let's go do some battles out here, folks. Let's expose these people for what they are. They are demonic. I just can't even put words. It makes me so mad. I just want to, just like this, who abuses a one-year little old baby girl that's in foster care? There's no cure for that. I'm sorry. The cure is to convict them and jihad them.
I think they're hiding with a label, a protective barrier or something. A label. They're using a label to defend that. I don't know.
Well, the drug companies are in on it because everybody, it's all about the almighty dollar and power. And that's what they're doing. They're drugging these children up, and it's just unbelievable. And as soon as they drug them up, then they have other problems, and they vaccinate them ad nauseum. And then I was listening to a thing this morning on the radio show up here, autism. They've got four times more vaccinations, and in the same period, they had four times more autism. I mean, it's unbelievable what they're doing. So anyway, thanks for calling in, Amanda.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back in a minute, and we've got another caller. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Well, this is Ralph Crumpet Winterode again, back with the Ralph Winterode Show out of Alaska, and we have two guests today, Zach Jagger and Greg Pound, and Daniel out of Texas. Are you there, Daniel?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Winterode, I just happened to hear the show here. I usually listen to some other shows and first-time caller. I couldn't. I had to get on the phone because of the particular topic. I just wanted to say that this situation with the children in the foster care and CPS and everything is much like the family court with the child support system. There's a new book out that's called Taken into Custody by Stephen Baskerville. I would recommend that anybody get that. It's basically showing that since about 85% of the divorces are initiated by women, the courts themselves are encouraging the divorce because they're with the federal law code underneath, I guess, 4 Delta underneath the Social Security code. For every dollar that the state collects, the federal government will reimburse about $2. So whenever there's a windfall in state budgets, that's when basically they sick the child support enforcement agency out, throw more people, they start beating the drum about the deadbeat dad, X, Y, and Z. Now, I know, the moral implications, everything about not supporting a child, but like you were also talking about with the money issue, I mean, this, how the society has basically said that, or it has defined the role between a parent and a child strictly as a monetary relationship without considering any of the ethical, moral, religious type of relations, and they'll to cut people right off. This is straight out of Engels and Marx and Gromsky. This is just, it's just beyond belief.
Do you know what the problem is, what you're describing?
What?
Have you looked in the mirror recently? It's us.
No, I know. I'm fighting like hell, believe me.
I know. But do you know, and I'm going to start the next hour off with, do you know what the root of the poisonous tree is that we get this fruit of the poisonous tree? Do you know where the root is? What is really at the source problem that Americans have to wake up and understand? Do you know what the real source problem is?
Well, taking that that's a rhetorical question, I want to hear your answer. So
I'll start it after the hour because I'm not going to have enough time here.
Okay.
I will tell you what the source problem is. You will see it in these different acts like the Real ID Act, and you brought up an interesting point. The child custody is always tied into Title IV. That's one of the main ones, Title IV-D of the Social Security.
Yeah.
And in the Social Security, it says right in the United States Code, Section 405, you can go to little g and little h. You have no right to any court, or even you don't even have a right to a remedy. That's United States versus Babcock. Now, would you, in your right mind, sign an application and say, I don't want to have access to any court to adjudicate any issue, or for this application, for this possible benefit, I waive even the right to have a remedy? Would you sign up for that knowingly?
Not knowingly.
That's what they're doing today, and I'm going to address that the next hour. It has everything to do with the IRS. It has to do with traffic. It has to do with the Real ID Act. It's all tied into this one source thing, and you can always find it in all of the legislation. And it's not disclosed. It's just like, did you hear the part about these courts are all private law? They're all independent contractors. Did you hear that part?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about, because there's a serious issue with the civil law. For example, once you're in a, particularly a divorce court, you're stuck in the civil law court, and none of your constitutional rights, they just kind of laugh at you. It's just everything's in contempt of court, and they can hold you there indefinitely.
I got some information about Texas if you want to hold over, but we got to go to the hour here. We got a hard break coming up, so if you want to hang in there, we'll continue forward. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
With